Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow.
It's Monday. I gotta do something. Get attention. Wake everybody up.
What?
It's like a yawn fest.
Bob needs attention.
Stop it. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a headline.
No, it's not.
It's
no.
not surprised. Not shocked. Yeah. All right. It is 7:21. By the way, it is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. And this segment is called "What's Bugging You?" And it's a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Got a couple open lines, so go ahead and call in now. Good morning, Junior. What's bugging you?
So if any of you know who Mike Bentz is, he used to work for the State Department in the cyber area, and he's reporting that one of the lead NGOs organizing these riots got $34 million from us last year from California, and I'm sick of funding these riots.
Yeah. If they know that that's the case, I mean, can't they track that down? Is there... I don't know. What can you do about it? I mean, obviously, who's ever giving the money out, they're not going to go, it's for riots. Oh, it's for peaceful protest, or it's for this cause or whatever. Yeah, but I'm irritated by it as well. Absolutely. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Do we know if the label of trans woman, that's a man that turned into a woman, right? A trans woman?
Trans woman was biological male.
Right. So do they get a legal definition of that they are now a woman, or they have to be a trans woman? Because it's still a man if they can't legally be called a woman. So woman sport should now be trans sport. And if they start talking about it like that, I think we can get a change. But I'm confused. If a man is still a man but it's a trans woman and not a woman, how can they be playing in women's sport?
Okay. All right. Wow, that was like a riddle wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah.
That'll take a while to unwrap that. I think it's basically like this. There's man, there's woman. There is confusion and issues that a small percentage have, but set it all aside and say, should biological male be competing with and against women? The answer is no, and that's not malicious or hateful. It's called common sense and logic. All right, call in now, 877-975-9825. And Kelly, what's bugging you?
Yeah, I was watching the national news Friday night on NBC, which I don't usually watch it, but they let off with the guy from Ecuador or wherever, El Salvador, that they brought back. But they never mentioned D-Day once on the whole 30 minutes of the news. I mean, I don't know. That seemed to me like something they ought to, every year they ought to mention it, but they didn't.
It yes, it's becoming more commonplace to them not mentioning it. I saw it kind of fade over the last few years. I mean, we try to do our part, obviously, talk radio conservatives. I mean, we're going to be all about it. But you're right, the mainstream is kind of, you know, we'll just let that go when it's an important piece of history. And if they're not teaching it,
right,
people don't understand that level of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And Craig, I'm calling on you.
Oh, wow, me. Okay. I should have sat farther back in their classroom. You know, I tell you one thing that really does bug me is, and it's multiple areas, but it's bike lanes. Okay. It is a bike lane. It is not a lane for you to drive your little three- or four-wheeled scooter device in at a very... I see these... Sometimes it's the little old veteran dudes, and sometimes it's some little old lady, and I'm like, you're going to get yourself killed. Ride that little thing on the sidewalk. It's okay. Nobody's going to bother you on the sidewalk and your little three or four wheeler. It's like I see them on in
now,
the
when
bike
you say
lanes
three
all
or four wheeler. These are bicycles.
No. They're the little electric thing, almost like you'd see at Walmart. That you know they put around.
Oh, okay.
On, but they're personal.
And they have that on the road
In the bike lane.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Oh, it just drives me crazy.
Oh my god.
Then you got the bike folks. One of our bosses says, don't mess with the bike people. If they're being stupid, they're being stupid. You're only supposed to go with the direction of traffic. That's the law.
When you're on a bicycle, when you're walking, you do the opposite.
We're talking about the bike lane now.
Okay.
The bike and a bike lane.
Stay focused, Greg.
Yes. Right. Wow. Pot kettle. It doesn't, because the whole point being, say you're pulling out of a side street, just as you are looking, let's say, to your left for the cars coming, should be the only direction you have to look at for the bikes coming too.
Right.
I've had a couple of close calls. Somebody coming from my right going the wrong way about ended up on the hood. It's like, look, you got enough rules to follow. You got your own rights, which you love to tout. Follow the rules too. That really bugs me.
You got to look at those people as like kamikazes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're just coming out of nowhere.
Absolutely.
Had it right for you.
Absolutely.
No, I know. I agree. It is frustrating.
Yep.
You really have to have eyes behind your head these days when most people have their eyes trained on their phone. Good morning, Mark. Yeah. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Good morning. I listened to the Bob Rose Rewind faithfully twice each weekend, and it wasn't Kat Kamick or Luis Valdez or Carl Zalek. But I think the other fourth person was, I thought the name was Chad Johnson or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like he was not answering your questions as thoroughly, as satisfactorily as, you know, we the public would have liked to hear. I don't quite know how to explain it, but it was just kind of like not the most deepest, thoroughest answers to the questions you were asking him. So that was kind of, I mean, I respect the man, but it was kind of bugging me a little bit on that.
Well, in his defense, he is new to this whole political thing,
yes.
Number one. Number two, yeah, it was a little awkward. You know, we don't rehearse anything ahead of time. I don't do that with the people that I interview, especially the politician stuff. I mean, we might say, we're going to ask you about this, or this, but it's a very basic idea.
He was also on the phone, which is unusual. Usually he's in studio, and it's a whole different feel.
Yeah.
Because you're just having a conversation sitting in a room, so I think that's part of it, too.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's just there was a little point there where I felt a little awkward, like I don't think he was totally focused maybe on the question as much, so he was kind of grasping at a point there. I'm not trying to make excuses, but still kind of new to it all.
Yeah, good guy, though.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:35, a focus on our first responders. We call it Valor. And that's coming up this morning, 8:35, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.